time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mr. Wesley Thompson. He is a teacher at Carbon High School, and he was recently given the honor of Teacher of the Year for the Carbon School District. We're going to talk about his, you know, what made him go into teaching. He's a local guy. He's from Emory County. We're going to talk about that and kind of how his, he has quite of an interesting story as to how he got into teaching. So we're going to kind of go all over the place with Wes Thompson. Mr. Thompson, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It's awesome. Thank you.
So you graduated from Emory High School in 1993.
That's true.
Yes. And you just kind of, you know, went off and did your own thing. And when you graduated in 93, was teaching even in your thought process?
Oh, not even there. It was definitely crazy. I ended up in this career, I guess not by accident. I mean, I've always loved teaching, but it was nice to get into it and doing it formally.
So you, out of high school, you went into the armed forces, right?
Yep. I joined the Navy right out of high school. I spent 6 years in the Navy. Was stationed in Orlando, Florida. I went to school down there. I was in the Naval Nuclear Power Program. So, they taught me how to operate nuclear power plants on ships, which was cool. I did that I was in the Navy for a total of 6 years, and my wife and I got married during that time. And my wife's from Carbon High, go Dinos, right? She's a graduate of Carbon High, and she's actually the reason why I got into teaching. After I got out of the Navy, I went to school, got my degree in computer network administration and computer science, and was working, you know, doing tech support and telecommunications type stuff. And I was actually working from home. And my wife, after our daughters got to regular school age, she decided to go back to school. She's always wanted to be a teacher. And so she got in the classes, and I thought, wow, this would be pretty neat. And I was able to, you know, with my degree and everything, I was able to get into the alternative route for licensure, which is a program that the Utah State offers for teachers to get licensed. And, I started teaching.
So what classes do you teach right now?
So right now I'm teaching, I taught two classes of modern math. I taught a computer A plus hardware class, an IT fundamentals class, which is also a computer class. I teach financial literacy, and also was a debate coach this year, first year teaching debate.
So you had a lot on your plate this year.
I did.
So when you first started out, though, you started out at Mount Harmon, correct?
Mount Harmon and Lighthouse.
And the Lighthouse, both.
Yep, part-time.
And then you kind of went to the Lighthouse, and when the Lighthouse was absorbed by Carbon, that's kind of how you got into the Carbon High School.
Yeah, it's my first year there. Time at Lighthouse, wouldn't trade it for anything. Lighthouse and Mount Harmon, they're both great, great programs, and, you know, it's a wonderful place to be, and but Carbon's been very great. I've loved it. So.
Okay, now, I also read something that was rather interesting. You sound like a type of person that just likes to keep learning stuff. Because you went out and got your real estate license as well.
Yeah, you know, why not, right? No, so for me, honestly, the what I'm certified to teach, I look at a list, you know, because I have what's called a CTE certification, which is more of the in mine, it's business and those types of computer classes. And I looked there, it says, yeah, I'm qualified to teach real estate. And I thought, well, that might be a good option for students to learn as well, you know? So for me, I'm always trying to keep learning, and I think that's, you know, as teachers we do that all the time. All my coworkers, man, they're always either getting their master's or they're continuing their education, and that I believe that we do, you know, as teachers we walk the walk, you know, not just talk the talk. And that's good. I think that's good for students to see too, that even an old man like me, right, I'm learning new things and trying new things and not afraid to do it.
Now I've got to talk about the way the year ended. Because it was a different year too. What were the challenges that you faced as far as the way the year ended, with school being basically was done in mid March? Is that correct?
If I remember right, Friday the 13th was the last normal day. Yeah, that was it was crazy, and for all of us, you know, for me personally, and I know I've spoke with a lot of my coworkers in the same way. It was just, it took the best part of our job away. It took the kids away, right? You know, and that's what we're there for. And the challenges, of course, were trying to stay connected and trying to stay relevant. You know, at the time, it was a crazy time, we all know. And just trying to keep the kids focused, you know. That's my main thing, is always stay positive, always stay productive. And I just tried to kind of help them with that.
And you know, what I heard a lot from, you know, administrators, from superintendent on down to principals, is that it just really showed what you can accomplish when you put your mind to it. It's basically, I equate the last part of the class year, as far as, because I had a senior that graduated this year. Mm-hmm. It was really taking lemons and making lemonade.
Oh,
you don't know what you're capable of until you actually do it.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what, I mean, it's a great lesson for seniors to learn. You know, that great John Lennon quote, you know, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans, you know, and that's true. Just to understand, to be able to have the resources and the abilities to move on the fly when life happens, those are the strengths that will get them through. And a lot, you see a lot of that, especially, like I said, I'm amazed at what my coworkers have done, you know, administration, the students, and it was wonderful. You know, and being a financial literacy teacher is great to be able to, sounds bad, but it was an example to say, hey, these things that I'm trying to teach you about an emergency fund and these types of things, look how applicable they would be in this type of a situation. And I think a lot of them took that to heart as well.
Absolutely. Now that we've talked about all that, you know, what are you looking forward to this summer?
Oh, this summer. Well, we did have some vacations planned, but I think those are kind of shut down. But actually, this summer right now, we're wrapping up our debate season. We had 5 young ladies that qualified to compete in our national tournament, which is great. And so that's going to be virtual. So that will be here this month. And then actually just getting ready for the next school year. I've got my fingers crossed. I'm planning that we got to have a normal first day of school. So I might be one of those optimists, but that's what I'm planning for and hoping for, and just getting ready for that.
I don't think you're alone in that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there are quite a few that, you know, as you said, you know, the kids are the best part of your job.
Yeah, it's by far the best part.
And to take that away, it was kind of a rough end of the year, so to speak, at least.
It was. The graduation was wonderful. You know, it was nice to see everybody, and, you know, I had some positive outcomes there. I thought that was great, well planned and organized by the administration as well. You know, we had a team there that did that, and it was just great to see all the kids again smiling.
All right, Mr. Wes Thompson, Carbon School District Teacher of the Year, thank you for taking the time and joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, for more video interviews, go to KOALITV.com.